Welcome everyone to the Proven Knowledge Podcast. I'm your host, Anthony Church. I'm a music producer from Northeast Ohio. I began this weekly interview series to give you different perspectives on how to approach a career in the field from different artists, producers, engineers, and other great minds who share their stories on not only what's made them succeed, but also what has shaped them into the people that they are today. I hope you gain some real proven knowledge from the show, and that it helps elevate you and your endeavors on your own journey towards success as well. Let's get into it. Welcome everyone to episode 183 here on the Proven Knowledge Podcast. This is the Creator Series. Today I welcomed an MC. She's originally from Rochester, New York, currently residing in Atlanta, Georgia. Her name is Queen Left. Once again, shout out to Bianca for getting me in touch with Queen Left on this week's episode. We had a super cool conversation. She discussed what it was like around 2017 moving to Atlanta, specifically doing that for music, the connections that she made, the team that she has built and is continuing to build, and how important that has been to her. Talked about the different content she's done on social media, meeting a couple videographers that have helped her out, filming some freestyles. She previewed her new EP that's going to be dropping probably in January coming up here. I'm very excited to see what she has coming up myself. I'm excited to hear it. She's an incredible artist, has a great vision, has a lot of great plans for the future as well. So really enjoyed this one. I think you guys are going to enjoy it as well. So without further ado, let's get into it. All right. Welcome everyone to episode 183 here on the Proven Knowledge Podcast. This is the Creator Series. Today we have an incredible MC. She's originally from Rochester, New York. Now she's in the Atlanta area. Everybody, please welcome Queen Left to the show. How are you doing today?
Hey, everyone. I'm doing great today. Happy to be here.
Absolutely.
You know, Queen.
Yeah, I was about to say, big day today, big holiday. And, you know, like I said, I'm happy to have you here. And, you know, to start off every episode, we have the guest give some background. You know, how did you get into music initially? How long have you been at it? Just some basics for those that might not know you and what you do.
Absolutely. I've been into music since I was a child. Like, I've always loved listening to it, and just, I have so many great memories of it. And I remember when I was young, I would write poetry and different things like that. And as I, you know, as I got older and, you know, listening to more music, I was inspired to write and really start, you know, become an artist. But it was just something that I was dabbling in at the time. It was nothing that it was like, oh, I seriously want to be this specific thing. Mm-hmm. I always knew I wanted to be an artist, but I didn't know exactly what. But a few years after college, that's when I realized, okay, I want to pursue music and, you know, really get into the art. And I just love everything about the art of hip-hop. What it's done for me, and everything that I've learned from it. And I kind of want to do the same thing with my music. You know, whatever I got out of it, I want to give back. But yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's super admirable too, because I think that's what it's all about at the end of the day, is kind of being able to give back to other people as well in that way. So congrats on that, because I think that's super awesome. So having moved from Rochester to Atlanta, I can only assume that that was for a music-related purpose, because Atlanta's such a like budding music scene at this point. There's a lot of things going on down there. So what was that move like for you? And, you know, when did that happen? Like, how long have you been there? What's that been like?
Yes. Well, I moved to Atlanta September of 2017. So it's been a couple of years. And yeah, I definitely moved because it was more prominent out here, the music, but especially at that time. It wasn't a lot of stuff, not only just going on, but it wasn't a lot of people to really work with. You kind of had to like find them in the weeds here and there. Coming down here, I was working with a few people that lived down here already, and I was just like, it'd be better for me to come down there and just stay down there instead of having to travel. So I made the move, and I've been enjoying it a lot so far. Like, definitely learned a lot of lessons and things that I'm glad that I learned before it really kicks off, you know? Because, you know, you have artists who get it so quickly, and they learn down the line and fail. You know, certain things that you fail, especially when it comes to the business side. So I'm happy that I had that time to really hone my artistry and learn about the business and just how things operate, especially down here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a lot different down here than it is up there.
Yeah. I was about to say, it had to almost be a little bit of a culture shock too, just going from one place to another and just having to kind of adapt to the new environment as well. So I can imagine that was a lot.
Honestly, that was the easiest part because I was downtown a lot, and downtown is like, you know, it's city like. So since I was down all the time, it reminded me of back at home. I used to be in the city all the time. So it wasn't too much of a culture shock. The only thing that was a culture shock was like the traffic. Like that, the transportation, like, because things are a bit closer down, I mean, up there than it is down here.
Yeah, for sure. But if you had to pick, something that kind of was a challenge in those days, especially early on when you first moved, it could be in music or just life in general that you had to overcome. What do you think something that you look back on that you did overcome was super important for you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Musically?
Yeah, it could be musically or life-related, whatever.
I'll do musically for sure. Making sure that your business is in order, and I hate having to do contracts for everything, but sometimes you have to because you don't want to lose out on people like to scam. So I learned a lot about that, and not too much, but, you know, as soon as I get that one or two experience, I'm like, yeah, no. But making sure your business is in order, like, that was a big thing. Like, I wasn't too keen on the business side, but you want to make sure that part is in order before you put out anything. Because you never know what's going to jump, and you don't want it to pop. And you don't have the rights, now you're fighting for them. Like, you want to make sure everything's together, even with the producer, you know, do split sheets and stuff like that. Make sure all that's together before you even put anything out. And I learned a lot of things that I've experienced down here definitely helped me be more introspective and vulnerable in my music. So, like, all that I've experienced so far, especially down here, really has helped with the process of creating in a grand way. Like, it definitely helped me find who I was as an artist, which is probably the most important thing ever for you to really.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like, this is who Queen Life is. And I found those experiences. Yeah. So
that's great to hear. And finding your voice too, and then being able to connect with those people, super, super vital. Yeah, that's awesome. And I know you're connected with Vianca, obviously, who does a lot of PR stuff. So I assume that you have some other people as well that help you, maybe close collaborators or a team that you have built as well. Like, who are some of those people and what role do they play in this journey?
Yes, I'm still in the process of building a bigger team, but I do work with someone else. Her name is Chrissy Tucker, and she helps somewhat with management, like getting shows, help me put projects together. She also does videography and photography, so that's like a clutch thing. She's able to help me with that. Another person is this guy named Impact. He's also another videographer that I got in touch with this year and has been super helpful, especially with the 16s that I'm dropping now. On my page, she filmed all of those. So, and he got, like, he's very fast, like, he's very professional, his work is great, so I was happy to have found, you know, someone like that, because it's kind of hard, like, you know, we have, some of us artists have experiences where we'll shoot a video and it'll take months for us to get it back, because the person is taking their time, so I'm happy on him, and as time goes, the team will get bigger, but they've helped me tremendously, all three of them, within the last 3 months.
It's going to be super cool to see, like, how the content grows as well. I wanted to say, your Instagram looks incredible, by the way. Like, the way you have it laid out, the content and everything, because I was going through it, like, last week, just kind of get acclimated with you and what you do. I was like, she's killing it. Like, this looks great, so That's super awesome. I'm gonna have to dive in. I assume you have like YouTube content as well and stuff going on.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have to check it out. So.
Oh yeah. Definitely. That's super. I appreciate that.
That's super awesome. Outside of music as well, I like to ask this question a lot recently to different individuals and just see what their answer is. So for you, outside of music, on the day to day, what do you think you're doing to kind of take your mind off things, refresh, reset? Could be hobbies, could just be what you do in the morning, what you do in the evening. Like, what helps you kind of clear your mind and give you space for creativity?
Oh, I love going out to like the park, or like we have a lot of rivers and stuff down here. So I love doing that. That definitely helps with creativity and just clearing your mind, putting you back into the present and just being grounded. That helps a lot. Like, I get a lot of inspiration just by doing that and just, you know, being in the moment to be able to feel whatever it is you need to feel.
Mm-hmm.
And things may come that way. Or, you know, I make jewelry. I have a store, so I make jewelry for that. That's something I do for fun, but, you know, so it's a treat. And I love to paint. Like, I love painting. Trying to get better. I'm not going to make that into a business, though. That's, like, something that I just love to do on the side. So, you know, just, it's another art that teaches you patience. So that's something that I really love to do as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, those top three.
Hey, hope you're enjoying the episode so far. I just wanted to take a quick minute out to let you know how you can become a monthly supporter of the show. So if you click on the show description in your podcast platform, you'll see the word support this podcast toward the bottom, and you can follow that link to sign up. You have the options of donating $1, $5, or $10 a month, and that'll be used towards making the show a better experience for you as the listener. That means new and exciting guests, giveaways, and a lot more that we can continue to provide for you. So feel free to click that link and check it out, or visit anchor.fm/provenknowledge/support to contribute today. And for now, let's get back into the episode.
That's super awesome. And do you ever find any issues with maybe work-life balance, or just kind of trying to make sure that on the day-to-day, you know, you're giving the necessary time for all these different things? Like, have you ever had issues with that, or recently, or you just been getting better? Like, how's it been?
It's gotten better a lot, especially I work from home now, so it's much, much, much easier. Mm. Like, to be able to balance, okay, after I get off, here's my schedule, and I'm at home, so it's not like I have to rush home, or, you know, I have a little time left of my day. So right after, I rest for about 10 minutes, and then I get to, if I do have things I need to do, then I'll get to those things, whether it's writing or practicing the piano, or, you know, small things that I need, like tasks that I need to get done. It's easier to do shows now because I don't on the weekends anymore and stuff like that. I had two jobs, so it was like hard to balance and do anything. And if I did have a show, I would do the show and go to work right after, and that would be exhausting. But, you know, but now I have more time to do shows. I have more time to do a lot, honestly. Yeah. So,
that's awesome.
It's become for sure, and I'm very happy about that.
Gives you a lot more freedom, I imagine. So,
yeah.
That's super great. Sure. And I do want to touch on the live shows as well, because I didn't know how many you have been doing, especially recently. But I imagine in Atlanta, there's a lot of opportunities for showcases, for different opening acts, things like that. So what's that been like for you this year? Like, how many shows have you done? You know, what's been the response as well for, like, the songs, doing them live?
Gotcha. Last year, I did a lot. I don't even remember how much, but I did a lot of shows last year. That was, like, my first time really being consistent when doing shows, and I really, really enjoyed it, loved it, you know, build up my breathing and stuff like that, like stamina. And, you know, the response I get after I perform is really, really, like, people are like, I didn't even expect you to do all, like, for you to be, I'm like, shoot, sometimes I don't either. But, you know, when you go on stage, you get into a zone, so it's like, you're going to want to give y'all that energy.
Mm.
you know, a lot of y'all don't know who I am. So, you know, be able to like, yeah, this is my song. Like, give that. This year I didn't do as much only because it was a lot of transformation, good transformations in life. And I wanted to focus on certain things. Like, I wanted to be able to get this project out. So I had to spend a lot of money on recording. Well, not recording, but getting mixed and masters, doing the videos and stuff like that. So I was like, I'm going to focus this time of year to put money towards that, because getting the shows is kind of expensive, because Uber is expensive and some of the shows are far. This is Atlanta.
Yeah.
So it costs money to get to shows and to get home. So I have to think about that. But now I'm at a time of year where I'm in the process of, okay, I can do shows now. So, but the ones I did this year were pretty great. So. Yeah.
I think it's so cool to be able to have, like, it's almost like, you know, like when an athlete gets in their zone as well. It's like, I feel like that's what a live performance is for a musician. So
it definitely,
yeah, that's super cool. What do you think is going to be the big goal for 2024? Since we're reaching the end of the year at this point, you know, I'm assuming you're looking towards what you're going to be doing, the music you're going to be putting out, and what you're going to focus your energy on this coming year. What do you think that's going to be primarily?
I have an EP that will more than likely be dropping early next year. So that's where all my focus is going to be, is promoting it, doing shows, you know, and much, much, much more with this one project. Because I really want this one project to, like, be able to go further than Atlanta. You know, a few people bumping it or whatever. Like, I really wanted to do really, really great to the point where it's like I'm on another level.
Yeah.
So focusing all my energy on that project and making sure that happens.
Sounds like a great way to kick off the year too, kind of set the tone. So can't wait to hear that as well.
Thank you. The music definitely fits the time of year. It's more, yeah, it definitely fits that time.
Awesome.
The winter.
Yeah, winter. Winter season for sure. So last few questions here, and these are ones I ask on every single episode. They're more life-related stuff. Okay. So the first one is, if you could go back 10 years ago, maybe give yourself a piece of advice, or maybe not change anything at all, what do you think you would do?
I would say I would be a little bit more focused. Like, I would be a little bit more disciplined in what I wanted to do, because I knew it, but, you know, when you're young, it's like, okay, but this is over here, and then you have so many different ideas of what you want to do, but I always wanted to really do music, but honestly, that would probably be it, but then again, it's like, but, like, everything that I learned up till now definitely is gonna make me become a better artist, so I feel like I'm good.
Yeah.
But I'm a little bit more focused on.
Yeah. I feel that too, about, like, it's almost like you get sidetracked when you're young. You know what I mean? Because you got so many different things. I always look back at myself. I'm like, I gave myself time to be a kid though, so that's good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. It's like, yeah, okay, I know what I want to do, but then I don't. So I'm not going to put too much pressure.
Yeah.
Like, enjoy what I want to enjoy now, and I'm glad I did that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for psychology, because that's what I thought I wanted to do. But then I met some friends that were into music, and that's what really got me, like, full-fledged into that, so yeah.
Kind of just happened for a reason, I think.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So if we flip that, then we say 10 years from now, where do you think you envision yourself in music, in life, pretty much everything?
Oh, it would be dope to have some Grammys. I'm not going to lie. I'm the type of person, like, I have different ideas on, like, projects beyond this one that I'm working on that I want to do. And that's like, the concept and everything is already taken care of. So, like, dropping those projects them doing beyond what I probably would think. Let's hope. And, you know, excelling more in music, I would love to score, like, a soundtrack for a movie. So that's definitely a dream of mine. Probably, like, a horror film or, like, something Jordan Peele would do. Or, you know, just a really good soundtrack for a movie. That's something I would want to do. And then, what else? Oh, I would like to do, like, also do maybe a film or, like, a short TV series or some something like that. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, the basics of it.
The possibilities are endless, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Never know where it'll go. So.
Oh, yes.
And do you have any final words of wisdom today for the listeners?
Yes. Don't want to sound cliche, but as an artist, I feel like it's important for us to remind ourselves to be authentically ourselves and not try to do things other people are doing because it looks, you know, it's trendy for the moment. You know, stay true to your art and what you want to do, not what you think you should do. And that will take you further than what you think it would do. Because one thing you don't want to do is look like everybody else. And, you know, it's a whole bunch of people doing the same thing. And then you have these people over here who are doing big things because they decided to be themselves. Mm-hmm. And, you know, create the type of music that they want to create. And they stand different from the crowd because of that.
Yeah.
So stay with the art and be as creative and authentic as you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's going to take you to where you want to go. Like,
there's only one you at the end of the day. No matter what. Yep. 100%. Mm-hmm. Well, Queen Left, I got to say once again, you know, thank you so much. This was a great time. I enjoyed it. So hopefully we can do a part two one day.
Sure.
Yeah. Thanks everyone for listening today. That was episode 183. We'll be back this time next week for the final episode of 2023. Gonna be a good one. But once again, I want to say thank you guys for listening today, and we'll see you next week.